The head of the caretaker Czech government, Jan Fischer, tendered his resignation at Prague Castle on Friday, meeting with President Václav Klaus, who thanked him and the interim cabinet for governing during a difficult period. Originally, the interim government, formed after the previous one, lost a vote of no confidence, had been expected to rule for only a brief period, fulfilling only a few key tasks. In the end, following cancelled elections last October, it stayed on for longer than anyone had expected. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Jan Fischer was largely unknown to the public when he was tasked with leading the country's interim government last year, tasked with seeing out the final months of the EU presidency, pushing through austerity measures to cut the deficit and lead the country to early elections. Now Mr. Fischer is a household name. A statistician by profession who had headed the Czech Statistical Office, he did not shy away from responsibility, even if in the end the cabinet stayed on for a good half-year longer than previously expected. It wasn't an easy task, President Václav Klaus himself noted on Friday, as he thanked Mr. Fischer and the cabinet for their service.
This government was formed unexpectedly in very difficult conditions, and I think we can say that it fulfilled its role to the utmost. At a difficult time, whether it was during the Czech EU presidency or the economic crisis, it was able to govern properly.
In the beginning, the cabinet of experts, whose members had been nominated by the country's two largest parties, the Civic and Social Democrats, together with the Greens, earned high favor in the public eye, successfully completing the last 3 months of the EU presidency, preparing an austerity budget and several other tasks. But if it gained in popularity at first, there were certainly moments, too, when it floundered just a little bit. Political analyst Vladimira Dvořáková teaches at Prague's University of Economics.
We have to take into consideration the role of the cabinet and the fact that the cabinet was supposed to govern a very short period of time, and then it was prolonged. So from the very beginning, there was no long-run perspective for the cabinet, and it was really only caretaker cabinet that did the basic administration. It worked quite well. It helped the situation to be less problematic, although before the election there was a strong polarization. Mostly the members of the cabinet were able to behave more or less as an experts and without big conflicts inside the cabinet. On the other hand, the lot of important things that were to be done to prepare the reforms, to do important decisions, it was not possible to be done by this cabinet because of a lower level of legitimacy.
As Mrs. Dvořáková points out, some discord among cabinet ministers according to political leanings did appear in the run-up to the election, and if Mr. Fischer was criticized, although mildly, it was for failing to fully reel in some members towards the end. Still, for the most part, problems were kept to a minimum. Now Mr. Fischer will be ready for a short break and then to take up the post of Vice President at the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. The cabinet in resignation, of course, won't depart from one day to the next. It will continue to lead the country for a little while longer until the new cabinet is named. Petr Nečas, slated to be the country's next prime minister, would like to see an agreement on the government by the three parties in negotiation by early July.
Thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.